everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Gloria. And thank you, everybody. Where do I start? First and foremost, thank you to all those in 2008 that made history when you nominated and voted for the first and to this day the only woman of color ticket in American presidential politics. And thank you. So all those who are in the room who I see, who I know worked tirelessly to make sure that we were on those 32 states. So it's really important to acknowledge that. And it's important to acknowledge that here we are 8 years later. And in a year that I really think we could have taken the Greens to another level, we didn't. And I'm part of the we. And I don't divorce myself from the we. Since Cynthia and me ran, there were so many amazing people in the Green Party that have continued to support a lot of that work. But there's as many as those that marginalized Cynthia and I in these last 8 years in this party. And that's why Cynthia is no longer part of this party. And I can't be in a church and lie about where we are as a party, right? Because that would be disingenuous. So I have 4.5 minutes, and I'm going to stick to that. Unless the Green Party centers racial justice as its main cause, we won't win elections. And I'm telling you this because I want us to win elections. It's not about the candidates. All our candidates all over this country, any office that they run would be superior to any two parties. It's not a question of we understand isms or we have discourses and debates that are philosophical, that are about fascism and capitalism and all of that. You're in Troy, New York. Troy, New York, one of the poorest black communities. There's not that many of us here. But there's not many people of color that want to join the Green Party. And I know this because since my run, not only have I pursued my PhD, which I'm in the midst of writing my dissertation at UMass Amherst, I've been on the ground all over this country. I stopped writing my dissertation to join the Black Lives Matter movement full time the last 2 years. I've been in Ferguson, I've been in Baltimore, I've been on the border. I've been in gatherings with the Cornel West. In fact, I was just with Dr. West 2 weeks ago and I said, why are you supporting Bernie Sanders? And he said, we don't exist in the Green Party, Sister Rosa. I can't go tell my people to join a party. And I said, but you can't go tell your people to join the Democrats. So we gotta come to some conclusion and solution right now. And in fact, I just called him the other day and I said, will you consider endorsing who I'm supporting, Jill Stein? He said, nah, Sister Rosa, I can't. I said, I'm gonna respect that. We need 25% in New York State of young black Latino folks in immigrant communities that can register to vote. Formerly incarcerated people to register for this party and we can win any seat we want. And it's hard. I'm standing up here talking to mostly white folks. To me, that's not a problem. The problem is that this is not reflecting what our society looks like. So we all have to ask ourselves the questions, what are we not doing right? We have everything everybody on the outside says they want. But we're not branding. We're not marketing. We're not using social media. We're not going into organizing spaces and saying, I get you with the Democrats. I'm not trying to shame you, but look at the Green Party. Let's infuse it. Let's mass build this party. The Black Lives Matter movement is it's a network and it's got 35 chapters. Thousands of members. They've chosen not to endorse any candidate. That's fine. right? The Green Party is not one of those parties or people that are shaming them for not endorsing it, because we don't do that, I know, as Green folks. This is almost like a plea. Like, if we don't start winning elections for this millennial generation, that is a 5-second soundbite generation, a generation that's being trained to think in 1 and 2 minutes and 140 characters, that doesn't mean that they're not willing to have deep, in-depth political, ideological discussions and struggle. But I can't go to the Albany Arbor Hill. I can't go up here to Troy. In fact, Colin was saying he got 11% of the vote. And why? Because he centered racial justice and mass incarceration in his campaign. Right now, the Green Party, as young people say, should be popping. Everybody should want to be a Green. And we don't need to be begging Bernie Sanders supporters. We don't need to be begging Bernie Sanders for nothing right now. If Bernie Sanders wanted to run a real campaign and be independent, he would have joined the Green Party. He would have started his campaign in Ferguson, Missouri. You've had two major rebellions. None of those young people are registered to vote because they don't believe in the two-party system. But when you begin to put aside just some of the shit we come to the table with, go there humbly, listen, be accomplices for racial justice, then you can get a Joshua Harris to run in Baltimore and supersede DeRay's 1% that DeRay McKinson got, who's not affiliated with the Black Lives Matter movement, but ran as a Democrat on a Black Lives Matter campaign, and Joshua did better with him. We got Eugene, who used to be with us, is now more with the Socialism and Liberation Party. James Ling, we have candidates here that are folks of color, right? I'm just being very real. I'm gonna be a registered Green. And honestly, I've been reaching out to Joe's campaign like, use me. I'm here, holler at me. That hasn't happened. I'm not sitting up here and lying. And I've done that at the where some of my comrades are like, yo, I'm not trying to work with that campaign. I said, no, we gotta grow the party right now. And we gotta take advantage of where we at. Right? And basically I personally have been very supportive of Jill and the campaign. But with the following I have, if I can't get 4 to 5 of those people that are brilliant in electoral politics to want to support a Green Party candidate, I don't know what we're going to do, right? So all of what I said is for me to be very reflective, to be real, to say, hell yeah, I'm still gonna rock the Green Party. Hell yeah, I'll be in Texas at the nominating convention. And if Jill wants my support, then she can use me for that support. If her campaign wants to reach out to black and brown people, I've been offering for the last year to be that person, and I'm here. Because eventually, I want us to win, and I want us to get 5% of this electorate so we are permanent, not only on a ballot line, but in the hearts and the minds of the people.